Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message continues to be Seven Facts Jesus Taught to Receive Miracles. Seven Facts Jesus Taught to Receive Miracles. As a result of spiritual warfare, each of us will need a miracle at some time. That's why it's critical to know how to receive them. I shared with you last time how the Holy Spirit told me to tell Christians, you are living beneath your ability to receive more miracles in your life. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Yet many people tolerate trouble that they can dismiss through prayer. In Psalm 5:12, it says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. But that does not prevent the devil from attacking your life. And that's why don't tolerate trouble. In the name of Jesus, rebuke it. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. Don't accept it. Because God is blessing you. God is not sending the trouble. God is blessing you, I said. The Bible says, with favor, he surrounds you as with a shield. So don't accept the attacks of the enemy in your life. Rebuke it. Tell it to go. Tell the pain to go. Tell the ache to go. Tell the situation, no, this is not something God is sending into my life. I don't receive it. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. It's time for us to realize that a part of the blessings and the favor that we receive from God, he also sends miracles. He provides miracles for us when we need one. You see, regardless of life's challenges, God does not want you to be anxious or afraid. He wants you to always remember that he's with you. There's no need to be afraid. If God is for you, who can be against you? In Isaiah 43:1, God said, do not be afraid when you go through deep waters, for I will be with you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, God Almighty will bring you through. He's a miracle worker. Come on, say with me, my God is a miracle worker. See, look, we get too stressed out over things that we simply need to rebuke in the name of Jesus and say, I'm not going to have it. I won't have it in Jesus' name. I don't receive it in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Now, he didn't say some of the power. He didn't say most of the power. He said, behold, look, I have given you power over all of the power of the enemy, and you can trample upon snakes and scorpions and over all of Satan's power. By the authority of his name, take your life back. Take your job back. Take your family back. Take your position back. Because God has given you the power to do so. God says we have the power to trample on the enemy, yet some of you are allowing the devil to trample over you. That's not the will of God. That's not God's plan. He's a miracle worker. And he will change a situation if you'll simply believe it and receive the miracle that you need for it to take place. And if you believe that our God is a miracle worker, give him a hand of praise. We're talking about miracles today. Now, I know that makes some people uncomfortable because when you begin to talk about miracles, you're talking about the supernatural. It's a different realm, folks. One definition of the word supernatural means beyond and above natural ability. Well, that's where God lives. That's where God operates. God operates in the realm of the supernatural where all things are possible. Jesus, while on earth in Matthew 19 and 26, he said, humanly speaking, yes, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Jeremiah 32 and 17, it says, Almighty God, you have made the earth by your great strength and powerful arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And then in verse 27, God repeats, I am the Lord God of all humanity. Nothing, nothing is too hard for me. That's why it's important for you to be in a church that believes in miracles, believes the word of God. Jesus taught us to possess God's type of faith by speaking change to our situations. Because this will produce the miracles that we need. In Mark 11 and 22, Jesus said to them, have God's faith. Can we say it? Repeat after me. I must have God's kind of faith. And then he went on to say, truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and put into the sea, and has no doubt in his heart, but has faith that what he says will come about, he will have his desire. And then he went on to say, and for this reason I say to you, whatever you make a request for in prayer, have faith that it has been given to you, and then you will have it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking supernatural talk to you. This is not anything that just happens on earth. It comes from heaven. It comes from the realm where God lives and where he is calling us as his children to live. The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Some people say, well, I believe that under the circumstances. And I've heard someone say, which really caught my attention, well, what are you doing under the circumstances? You're seated in heavenly places. We are seated above the circumstances. I'm going to say it again. You are seated above earthly circumstances. What are you doing under the circumstances? We're kings and priests unto our God. We're children of God, heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We have a right to the miracles of our Father. Somebody say, amen. Lee Strobel, the New York Times bestselling author of The Case for Christ and three dozen other books, said, miracles are not nearly as rare as we might assume. A national scientific survey was conducted about miracles that stated half of U.S. adults, 51%, said they believe that the miracles of the Bible happen as they are described. Also, two out of five U.S. adults, that's 38%, said that they are convinced that God has performed at least one miracle for them personally. And that represents more than 94 million people. Miracles are not as nearly as rare as we might assume. According to a Pew Research estimate, in 2020, it stated that Christians make up 2.38 billion of the world's population of about 8 billion people. Folks, to be a Christian, you must believe in miracles. The incarnation of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his death, his resurrection, and him being God are some of the greatest miracles that God has presented us. So as a Christian, you have to believe in miracles. We must begin to talk about miracles. We must begin to operate in miracles. We must begin to ask God for more miracles. Look at the person next to you and say, God is waiting for you to ask for more miracles. Folks, while on earth, Jesus provided us with spiritual revelation regarding miracles. And that's what this message really has been about. So let me give you just a few things that he stated. Number one, God is the source of miracles. I'm saying that, and I also want to say, do not seek them elsewhere. Do not seek for miracles outside of God, because the devil is real. In Psalm 77 and 13, it says, God, your ways are holy. No God is as great as our God. You are the God who does miracles. You have shown your people your power, and by your power, you have saved your people. Satan does everything he can to duplicate what God has done. They're lying, wonders, and things that he does to deceive people. Do not seek miracles elsewhere. Only come to God, because he is the true source of miracles.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number two, God provides miracles for those in covenant relationship. He provides miracles for those in covenant relationship. This is so important for us to understand. Folks, God does relationships in this way. Covenant. Our covenant with God is based upon accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The Bible says that he is the mediator of the new covenant. When he instituted the Lord's Supper, he spoke about that. In Luke chapter 22 and 20, it says, after supper, Jesus took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. The old covenant was based upon animal sacrifices for the temporary forgiveness of sin. Jesus' death fulfilled God's requirement for the sins of everyone who accept and obey him as their sacrifice. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, it says, Jesus is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people. those who reject and disobey Christ are still under sin's judgment, and that's an eternal judgment. Folks, to reject Jesus Christ is to reject heaven and to embrace hell. In John 3 and 36, it says, whoever believes in Jesus, the Son, has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. Number three, have faith in God's ability and desire to give you a miracle. Have faith in God's ability and desire to give you a miracle. Folks, we have to accept in our mind that God loves us. And he wants to answer our prayers for a miracle. In 2 John 3, it says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Let me give you number four. To receive a miracle, you must act on your faith. To receive a miracle, you must act on your faith. Answers to prayer are a joint effort between you and God. Don't expect God to do it all, folks. God is expecting you to do your part. And that part is to have faith and to act upon your faith. In John 5 and 2, it says, inside the city near the sheep gate was the pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, lay on those porches. And one day, there was a man laying there who had been sick for 38 years, and Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill. So he asked him, would you like to be healed? And the man said, I can't, sir, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up with healing from the angel. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. So this man had an excuse why he could not be healed. But Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. And when he said that to the man, even as he had just made an excuse why he couldn't, he pushed himself up. He did something. The Bible says, and as he was lifting himself up, he was healed. And then he just rolled up his sleeping mat and began to walk. Folks, your faith in God must exceed your condition. You've got to believe past the circumstance. You've got to believe what the Word of God says past what your present reality is. Because you must do something to activate a miracle in your life. In James chapter 2 and 26, it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You may say, I have faith, but if you're not doing anything, it's dead. And for you to activate that miracle you're asking for, you got to do something. Do something. Do something. Number five, to receive miracles, start confessing your expectation. And this is something God was speaking to me about personally. To receive miracles, you must start confessing your expectation. Talk about it. Say what you believe. That's because faith and fear have a voice. Your voice will express what you expect. Stop repeating the negative reports, because you're expressing then what you expect. Instead, keep repeating what the Bible says, because then you're expressing what you expect. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24, it says Jesus personally carried away our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live righteous lives. By his stripes you are healed. You see, God said, express what you expect for a miracle. If you express doubt, you will not receive a miracle. You see, the Bible says, if you doubt, do not expect to receive anything from God. For those who come to God must believe, and believe that he is a rewarder of those who faithfully believe in him. Believe that he will do it. Those are the people that God is seeking to give a miracle to. Now in Mark chapter 5 and 25, it talks about a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. And the Bible says she had suffered many things from many physicians. In fact, she had spent all that she had and she was no better, but rather grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I will be made well. The Bible says she got to Jesus, she touched his clothes. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she had been healed of her affliction. And immediately, Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? And there was a crowd all around him trying to touch him, and he was bumping into them, and they were bumping in. And Peter said, you see the crowd around you, and you say, somebody touched me? He said, yes, somebody touched me, because virtue left out of me. It was the touch of faith. It was the miracle faith touch. So virtue left me. I didn't see the person. I don't know the person. God didn't tell me about the person. But when they touched me with the touch of miracle, faith, desire, God healed them. Folks, this is amazing. God knows all things, but think of this. You don't have to wait for God to touch you to be healed. Your faith can touch God, and God will heal you. And say, who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched me? We want to get God's attention. Here I am. But this woman said, if I can just touch him. I believe in him. If I can just touch him. He doesn't need to know my name. He doesn't need to know who I am. He doesn't even need to know I'm here. I can just touch him, because it's not so important that he knows me as long as I know him. And I've got faith in his ability to heal me. Oh, that we would have that type of faith today.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This concludes part one of today's message. Join us Monday for part two. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Seven Facts Jesus Taught to Receive Miracles, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son. We want to thank you for your unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. Father, sometimes the devil tells us, because we've done so many things wrong, that there's no way God is going to forgive you. Well, we know that the devil is a liar. And Father, I pray for every person who feels like they've gone too far and there's no forgiveness. Well, the devil is a liar. And I ask now, by the power of your Spirit, that you would communicate that to every person. Father, we remember Peter, who denied Jesus three times.
and Jesus forgave him. Lord, right now, let your forgiveness be extended to every person. Father, let people who need to hear this prayer in particular, hear this prayer. And may they lay down at your feet and receive the love that you are pouring out to them right now. We bless you in Jesus' name. You are the God of love. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.